Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman. Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk.
I don't know what's going on here, listeners, so give me a minute. You may not be able to hear the introduction on today because the studio is playing the wrong introduction. But we want to greet you on today in the name of Jesus to all our listeners out there. And we will start our show with our cohort with an opening prayer. And we will get back with the introduction if possible. Co-host, go ahead on with our opening prayer.
Father, we thank you this evening and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your holy name because you are truly, truly worthy. Father, we ask you right now to lay your nail scarred hands upon those that are connecting up on the line. And Lord, we ask you to touch the world today. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or even think. Oh, Lord, we know that you are aware of coronavirus. And, Lord, you don't want us to walk in fear, but you want us to walk assured of you, of who you is, Lord God, because you are able to do great and mighty things. We ask that you would keep us safe. And, Lord, that you would touch each and every person, oh, Lord God, in this world. Keep them safe, Lord God. Those that are dealing with the coronavirus, heal them, oh, Lord. And those that have suffered death, Lord, we pray for the bereaved family. We thank you for the host of this show tonight as we go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Say it now for you. And after the introduction, we'll go straight into our topic today, which is people, are you listening? The introduction will be played at this time.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SDLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of two daughters and four beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman.
Good evening to all our listeners out there. We're having some difficulties in the studio at this time, but I pray that everything will be all right as we go forward with our show this afternoon. Time was changed because of our co-host had death in her family. She lost her son, as some of you already know, and she's preparing for the services. For the burial services for her son on Saturday. Let's keep her in prayer as her and her family go through their trying time. They certainly have our deepest sympathy, and our condolences goes out to the entire Smith family. All right, listeners, we're so very happy to have you aboard all today. And our subject today are people, are you listening? Yes, people, are you listening? Facing the Fears talk show today with yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, are blessed to talk on this informative and interesting and important topic on today. Our topic is about people. People, are you listening? Are you listening to the sound of God, to the voice of God? Are you paying attention to what's going on around us? And realize our entire nation and countries are in a turmoil. This has affected many people and many more before this terrible coronavirus comes to an end. Our prayers are with everyone all over this entire world. People, are you listening to what God is truly saying to us? Yes, we may be listening to the radio and watching our televisions as President Trump and our local governors, mayors, giving us good advice how we can be safe during this trying time. Let us not forget what God is saying to us through his holy word. And as my co-host and I, we will be discussing this evening of biblical advice and warnings from God through the spirit and understanding. This is only the beginning. We must seek him for all our answers, and we know he will take care of us. Tune in only for 30 minutes on today as our co-host begin the lesson on people. Are you listening? Co-host, at this time, you may continue to go into our topic.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you all on this amazing, awesome Thursday evening. We are truly grateful to be here. We are grateful to be in our right mind, using the activities of our limb. We are just thankful for another day, praise God. Another opportunity to live, to breathe, and to have every fiber of our being. Tonight, we're asking the question, people, are you listening? Because the cry is going out real loud. But the question is, are you listening? Are you hearing what, or not only spiritual, but are you hearing it in the natural? I want to touch bases tonight. We know that the coronavirus is out there, but I want to encourage you not to walk in fear. I would encourage you to walk focused and not fearful. When we walk focused, we're listening. We're listening because we tune in on the things that we're required to do. The Word of God tells us in Psalms 91 and 10, it speaks to us about these things not coming now, I dwelling. What is your dwelling? Everywhere the very soles of your feet shall tread, because we are the church. And everywhere you tread or everywhere you move about and go, and that's your dwelling. That's the space and the place that needs to be protected. And the topic is, are you listening? People, are you listening? There's a lot of information that's going out right now. There's a lot of information that's giving us direction on where to be tested, on where to we can buy food, on where we can continue to get gas. This is not just a one city, one state issue. This is a world issue. This virus has made an impact on the world. But in spite of that, be encouraged to know that God is not shocked, because he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He knows everything. Nothing shocks God, because he not only does he know everything, see everything, everywhere at the same time, but he is still perfect in all that he do. Even though we may not understand, it doesn't change the fact that he is Jesus and he reigns supreme, that he is God and he's God alone all by himself. So what I wanted to come on tonight to share with you all, to encourage you as you are tuned in and listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show by the amazing host, evangelist Norma Chapman, and myself, Pastor Doris Smith, what we want to come on here and share with you is to encourage you tonight to stand. In spite of everything that's going on, stand. Incline your ear spiritually to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The Word of God says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. We know as the plagues went forth with Moses and Pharaoh, as those plagues went forth, praise God, we know it went all the way down to the final one, which was the death. And we know it got to the point where Moses literally told Pharaoh, don't come back in my face no more. In other words, when the information began to come, Pharaoh began to reject it from where it was coming from. But I say to you, don't reject the information. It's necessary. Don't become so spiritual that you become no earthly good. It is important that you not only have faith, it's important that you keep your communication line open, that you continue to pray. Pray, have faith, but also prepare. When you pray by the power of faith in preparation, you are operating in wisdom. The Bible says, and the Word of God lets us know that without wisdom, listen, if you don't have wisdom, he said what? Ask it of me. He said, ask of me a wisdom. So I encourage you to stay focused, to stay in tune. Don't become so deep that you, oh, I don't need this, I don't need that. Prepare. I give you an example. When a hurricane is coming, the media comes on and tells you there's a Category 5 that's getting ready to hit. Wisdom say, if I got 5 days to clear the coast and I'm on the water, I'm out of here. Why would you sit there and say, oh, I'm covered in the blood? No, your blood covering is you using wisdom to get you and your family to a safe place. And you can continue to be blood covered. The blood has not lost its power. It never has, and it never will. But we must operate in wisdom. People, are you listening? Don't reject the information that's coming out to you. It's necessary. Use the information. Prepare. Prepare so that you'll be safe and so that you could weather. This too will pass. This too will pass. And as this passes, there'll be something else. And guess what? God is still God. Keep the faith. Continue to press. Stay in preparation. Get what's necessary for you to have for your family and your household. Just perhaps if we are in the house for the different reports that are coming, we are prepared to be there. Nobody is caught. It's like the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. The ones that were wise had oils for their lamps. The ones that didn't, and they wanted to come and ask for lamps or oil, but then the door was shut. We don't want you to be left out here without the necessities that you need because you are applying or listening and receiving the wrong information. People, you must listen, tune in, hear what's going on around you. Be alert, be focused, be aware. They have people that I understand that are literally making contact with people pretending to be from the Census Department, and they are not. I've been told that they're actually robbing people. So you got to have your spiritual and your natural ears in tune. Remember, when things like this happen, there's always evil lurking to try to benefit, and that's the negative. So we want you to be aware, be alert, be aware of your surroundings. Evangelist Chapman.
All right, listeners, we thank our co-host for that advice, that biblical advice on her, the advice that she has shared with us. And listeners, remember, you too, we're only on for 30 minutes on tonight because we had to change our time because of our co-host emergency that she have on the situation that she have there in Florida, and we truly wanted to have her on the show. So I had book the show for later this afternoon just to let you know that we're praying with all of you out there. And remember, listeners, to stay safe and pay attention to what our authority, the Bible tells us to obey those that have authority, that have authority over us. He also tells us, he says, surrender to Caesar what is Caesar, surrender to God what is God. That means that we must have wisdom, we must have common sense, to know that, yes, we all are covered by the blood. God, Jesus just didn't come and died on the cross and shed his blood just for the believers. He said he came to save those which were lost. So his blood is covered over all of us. But the ones who are already under the protection of God's umbrella, we have to use our wisdom to know the difference, to know that we still must apply to what they are advising us on the television and radios. They're telling us that the coronavirus is out there. They're telling us how to stay safe. They're telling us how it's spreading so quickly through the air, through personal contacts, through socializing with over so many people in our company, being a part of a large crowd, listen to what the authorities are telling us. And at the same time, we know that prayer changes things. We know that God is in control of this whole situation. We know that as being a child of God, as being a servant of God, we know God is in control. We know what God can do, but God also gives us common sense. He gives us sense enough to know, to listen to what the people are telling us over the radio and on the television. Our authority is in government. They are giving us advice on how we can stay safe and how we can protect ourselves from affecting other people in the world. And then as God's blood cover us all, not just the ones that are saved, his entire blood is for everybody, he said. He didn't pick no names, and he didn't have no titles when he said he died on the cross. He said he come to save those lost. All right, listen, we do have some callers that called in on today. We only have 30 minutes. We're going to bring you on, but we ask you tonight to be long, please, because we only have 30 minutes, and we like got like 15 more minutes in the show, and we do want to share some more things with our listeners out there on today. But we're going to bring in a caller now. She's calling from area code 305. Her last four digits are 8557. Last four digits are 8557. Calling from the area code 305. We're getting ready to bring you into the studio at this time. Hello, listener. You are on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling.
Good evening. God bless you.
I am just so blessed and honored to be upon this line tonight. I wanted to just say thank you for the words of wisdom and the encouragement. It was such a well-needed word. It was a word of confirmation, because many people need to know that we need to now walk in faith and not in fear. In a time like this, we need to activate that trust that we all say that we have in God. And we have to know that he is a God that is not a man that he shall lie, neither nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And I just believe that he did not bring us this far to leave us. So we must continue to hold on to his unchanging hand, use wisdom, take heed to what the people are saying, but continue to trust God in the midst of it all.
Thank you. Amen. Beautiful. I'm truly glad to have you a part of Faith and Fears on today. Remember, listeners out there, that what we are trying to share with you is that if you read the Word of God, it tells you about the seven plagues that will come upon us in these last days that we're living in. So we have to remember that God is still in control, and we have to know that being this disobedient world that we live in, the things that people are doing, they're changing the God's law, the abomination of against God, same-sex marriage, abortions, and look at the world is so wicked. So why wouldn't we think that God is not angry with this world? Why should we think that he won't bring a wrath upon this world? He did it before. Read the book of Amos. Read when he brought the children out of Egypt. And once they came out, all they did was complain. And everything that Moses was telling them to do, they were disobedient to it. Look how long that God has them to be in the wilderness. For 40 years, some of the ones who came out never did go to the land that was flowing with milk and honey, but their generation did. Because of disobedience, listeners, we must pay attention to what God is telling us in his word. That's the only way you're going to connect God with this here coronavirus, is to read the word and know that he said, I will not leave my children to be ignorant. He's not going to lead you to be ignorant about anything that comes in our lives. If we just stay focused on him and on his word, he tells us in his word, some of these things are what's going to come. Coronavirus is not one of the prayers that he's talking about he's going to bring against upon us. This is just a small one. But if you are already trusting in God and you already have your life in God's hands, what's that to fear? We know we're going to die. If it's not from the coronavirus, we're going to die. We're going to leave here. But be prepared. Know that you are ready
whatever comes upon us and whatever we may be facing, as long as we know where we're going to spend eternity, then you should not, it don't have to be the coronavirus. You can be riding down your car, riding down the street in your car, and have a tragic accident that can take you away from here. But are you ready for death? Have you prepared if anything would happen? And this is what my concern is to the nation on today, is that we need to get more tuned into what God is telling us, as well as obey the ones who have authority over us. That's the ones that's in government and the ones that's up there in Washington that's given us the advice on how we can stay from getting the coronavirus and from spreading it to other people. And the ones that do not believe in God, you could be around them. What makes you think that you cannot get affected from that? You will. But if you are in God's word and you want a God's servant, then you have nothing to fear, because he promised that he would never leave us nor desert us, nor will he forsake us. We have another caller. We're going to go to that call at this time because they're running real late in the show. Like I said, we only have 30 minutes on today. That call is calling from our code 7, I think it's 786. The last four digits of that number is 5094. 5094, error code 786. I'm getting ready to bring you in the studio. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi, I'm calling Florida. I want to give thanks to Miss Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Smith. I just wanted to say thank you, God. Thank you for, you know, the radio station, and because you always do a great job on it, and I very well appreciate it, and especially like Long and Now with the encouraging words, and you know, a lot of people just needed to be uplifted because all of the news that they're hearing, a lot of people can't, you know, take, they're depressed and oppressed and all that stuff because they can't really, manage what's going on with the news and everything. But like you said, they have God and they have Jesus and they know who he really is. You can get through this because you know you ain't alone, and this here, it too shall pass. And you got to stay prayed up, and you know that this is not the end, and God is not putting no more on you than you could bear, and you just got to trust him. If you trust him Monday through Sunday, you got to trust him even more right now. And that's all I have to say. And you guys,
God bless you. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage all our callers on today that we want to just thank you for calling in. But we will have another next week. We have a special guest that's coming on. He's going to be talking about the historical black relationships. But the co-host and I would probably bring a comeback on one day next week, and we will notify all of you all, and we will be talking, encouraging the people on the coronavirus. It may be on a whatever day we choose next week, but next Thursday, continue to tune in on Facing Your Fears for our awesome special guest that we have coming in. And the following week, we have an awesome young lady coming on. Her name is Ms. Inez Jordan, and she will be sharing some informative information as well. So we booked for the next 2 weeks, but feel free to contact the Facing Your Fears co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, or myself, Evangelist Norma Chapman, host of this show, and let us know if you want to come on and be a special guest, if you have anything to share, a word from God, if you want to do a Bible study, if you just want to just do a testimony, whatever. If you're an author of a book or God gives you a topic to talk on, feel free to call Facing Your Fears. We're glad to have you. We're glad to hear from you, and we want to continue to encourage you to listen to Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Like I said, we wasn't prepared for a big show on tonight because our co-host and I had discussed whether we were going to have the show today. So we just wanted to come on and encourage all our listeners to let you know that we're praying for this whole entire country, the whole nation. We're praying for everyone, and we're praying that the Lord, the ones that's on their sick bed with the coronavirus, we pray that the Lord will rise them up and heal their bodies and And we pray that the families who have lost their loved ones to the coronavirus, we pray that the Lord will continue to comfort you and give you strength and know that this too shall pass. Like I have heard one of our callers call and encourages that this too will pass. And if we have to just, if God brought us a New Orleans, if God brought us out of Katrina, and Florida, if God brought you out of Andrew, and all the other states around the United States, hurricanes and floods and earthquakes and tornadoes, if God brought us through all of that, God is the same God that's with this coronavirus. We must trust in him and never doubt him, because he will surely, I said he will surely bring us out. Co-host, we have 5 more minutes into the show, and very, very shortly you might want to just share something with them, and more than likely I know that you're going to share just a couple of words and just give them information how to tune in on if you're having your prayer service. Well, I think you won't be having it until next week, and then we will discuss that at the next show. But you all, you can contact Pastor Doris Smith. Go to her Facebook page, and that's Doris Smith, and she's going to give you a phone number, how to call into her prayer, inspirational prayer line. And I'm going to share my information with you now, Norma. You can contact me at Norma_Chapman, all lowercase letters, at yahoo.com. Visit my Facebook page, Norma Chapman. Visit Facing Your Fears Facebook page. Also, you can go to What Faith Can Do Facebook page, and you will find information on our upcoming guests and the upcoming topic that we'll be having in the weeks to come. Pastor co-host, you can share your information and go on and close us out with our closing prayer for tonight.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, everyone. You can reach me by Facebook, Doris Smith. Send me a friend request. I would gladly accept it. You can also connect with us. I would invite you to do so through the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation, through the Word of God and the power of prayer. We are on, and they're connecting throughout the world on Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., Thursday morning, 5 a.m. Dial in 712-775-7031, access code 710-569, and the pound. Again, that's 712-775-7031, access code 710-569, and the pound.
All right, listeners out there, we want to thank our co-host. So we do have, I think, 3 more minutes in the show before we close out on with our closing prayer. I just want to just keep encouraging you to keep the faith. Don't let go of God's unchanging hands. Listeners, I plead with you. I urge you to just stay tuned and listen to the television and follow those instructions, what they are giving you, and we will be all right. But if you walk outside of this obedience, then you cannot say that you was not warned. You cannot blame nobody but yourself. My grandmother used to say, if I should die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but my Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another great opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to share once more and again on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, to connect with the people around the world, your beautiful people, Father God. And we pray this, Father God, that your blessings fall upon each and everyone around this whole entire world, Father God. And I ask that you send your healing power, Father God. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger as this coronavirus, Father God, surrounds us on every hand, left, right, in front of us, and in the back of us. We ask that you cover us with your blood, Father God. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge and, above all, understanding how to deal with this situation, Father God. And, Father God, we pray that everyone that's on this line be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Remember to keep our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, in prayer as she goes through with burying her son on Saturdays. And our entire condolences again goes out to the Smith, entire Smith family. God be with all of you listeners. And until next Thursday, we pray that the Lord will forever bless and keep you. And know that
myself and our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris, let out of my heavenly Father, do truly love you, and we want to encourage you to keep listening to Faith in Your Future, your talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Until next Thursday, God be with you, and I pray that you all be safe and stay safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Goodbye now.